Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vincent the Bay.
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 Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gentlemen, an autumn wind is upon us. I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm going to be your, of course, your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours, but more importantly, your Oakland Raiders are entering the fourth quarter. Currently, the Raiders are, start of the fourth quarter, Raiders lead 16-13 over Denver. Denver has the ball, first and 10 at the Raiders 47 as we start the program here. I'll give you multiple updates. Hopefully we'll have Goofy Bone here on the show at some point to give us some insight into the analysis of the game as the NFL season is upon us. And, yeah, shit's going down. Oh, yeah. Oh, hi. It's Vincent the Bay. It's Disorderly Conduct. It's Monday, September 12, 2011. If it's Monday, that can only be one thing. Another Operation Bart. That's right. Arrgh. Okay, yeah. Bam! Oh yeah, the motherfucking Raiders. Autumn wind is upon us, folks. And I'm Vincent the Bay, and I'm taking your calls tonight. 347-826-7667 is the numero. And yeah, man, I checked out the Operation Bart Part 5 protest today. I didn't stick it out for the whole thing. I followed all the folks on Twitter who did, though. Wow, major shout outs to
all the folks who did all 3 hours or whatever or plus of walking around downtown San Francisco, zigzagging all over the place. I caught up with them, followed them around for a little bit. I followed them to City Hall. They seemed to the protesters got tired of just protesting BART. They decided to go to City Hall. So that was interesting. I got some video of that. I'll upload that during the show and hopefully have it by the end of the program. But it was a very mellow, eventless, if that's a word. Anticlimactic, I guess, maybe would be another one. As far as like any drama, there was no drama at this protest. It was pretty pretty mellow. I don't think there was any arrests. There were a couple of times where these guys they went down to City Hall and you know, camped outside of City Hall for a little while, and of course they were met by a barrage of police officers and riot gear who followed them around all over the city. It was glorious. After a while, I kind of dropped off after following it for a little while and kind of, you know, let it run its course. They were weaving in and out of train stations and stuff, and I just can't keep up with that. I'm too old. But some people, like Vivian Ho, were, you know, champing it. So congratulations to everybody who walked for or jogged at some point for, what was it, 3 hours? I got there around 6:30-ish, somewhere in there. I got there around 6-ish. And I caught up with the group as they were making the rounds. They were circling all over the place. They went around the Orpheum Theater. They went to City Hall. They went in and out of all the BART stations downtown, pretty much, I think. And, it was a pretty good turnout of another nice little mob of people. But like I said, it was pretty mellow. There was one point that I saw when protesters were leaving the Civic Center station. They just, like, straight up started walking in the middle of the street, marching in the street. And they were getting some, you want to talk about mega force. That's SFPD, they have like a big truck that has a stack of megaphone horn things on it. And, they got called out by one of the dudes on the mega horn. Told them to get back on the sidewalk. That was probably the most dramatic thing, I think. As far as, like, if you're following it online, I think the most notable thing was the fact that SFPD was posted up outside of Donut World. That was sort of their base of operations, which is great, because I was hoping that the protesters would start offering the cops donuts, and the cops just sort of circumvented that, and they just decided to set up their headquarters, their staging area at Donut World. So good times. Unfortunately for Donut World, cops get donuts for free, so they don't actually make anything off of that. It's too bad. But I hope, folks, if you've ever visit downtown and you have to get a donut, go to Donut World, help them out. They got some free publicity there. Good times. Don't be shy, people. Call in. The night is young. And I am not. I'm tired, man. I had a long day today. I serviced glory holes early this morning. I worked a full day, and then I rode my bike down to this protest and followed these protesters around for a little bit. I'm fucking tuckered out here. But it seemed like there's, you know, spirits were high down there today. And nobody got arrested. No trains were delayed. There was a lot. I saw a lot of news trucks again. Probably the same amount of cops. more or less the same amount of protesters. Oh, my God, following it on Twitter was insane. I don't know if that was a result of the new Urge tool being used, but there was quite a Twitter storm. I was following the hashtag OpBart, and at a certain point, that was just popping off. Good times. Speaking of Twitter, Emmy is tweeting me on Twitter, why am I here when I could be on Vincent the Bay? Yeah, why? I don't know where you are, Emmy, but yeah, call in. You're late. The show's already been on 10 minutes. You haven't called in yet, Emmy. Hey, hello to Ghost Medic. Oh, yeah, the Raiders, my football team by default. Growing up, I was a Raiders fan, and I guess I will always be a Raider fan for life. But, yeah, you know, Shankakowski, a.k.a. Sebastian Janikowski, tied an NFL record by kicking a 63-yard field goal today for the Raiders. And actually, Janikowski single-handedly keeping the Raiders ahead right now. But, yeah, you're going to have to just put up with my nonstop Raider commentary until the game's over. Thank you. Getting word here privately that Emmy is getting ready, and she'll be joining us shortly. So stay tuned, everybody. There will be sexiness to be had. And I see Shagmi on the line as well. Your hand is not up, bro. So if you want to get in on this, just press 1 at any time. I'll get you on, dude. If not, we'll just kick it tonight. We can talk about Bart. We don't have to. I mean, it was a pretty mellow turnout. I mean, it was a good turnout at one point. I mean, when I got there at 6, it was pretty, you know, it was probably 30, 40 people easily solid parading around town. Yeah, it was just kind of like par for the course. It's like this is expected. This is what it is for the next for the unforeseeable future. This is kind of in some ways it's interesting. And the media keeps following it. They're not. It seems like they're, with the exception of maybe Vivian Ho, I think most of the media is kind of, you know, keeping it a little bit at arm's distance at this point. Who knows? But I, as far as I figure, you know, every Monday from now on is just going to be an impromptu party at Civic Center. Crappy Airbags in the chat room says, everyone is tired and already asleep. I guess so, yeah. Yeah, we got a pretty meager turnout. That's okay, though. It's, you know, it's Monday. Everybody's got a case of the Mondays. There's nothing wrong with that. We can live with that. It's okay to have an off day. I was debating not even having a show. I'm not even going to get into it all blah, 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 but I'm tired. I'm tuckered out, dude. That OpBart shit, like, sucks the energy out of you. And I wasn't even a very active participant. I was kind of just hanging low in the cut. And these people were, like, literally hiking around up and down, in and out of the stations, you know, all over town, downtown, just going nuts. And all those photographers, and especially the cameramen for the television, those guys have got to be sore as fuck right now. Their shoulders. They probably spend the rest of the week trying to recover from their Mondays, because those guys, they hold those big HD news cameras, and those things are, That's a good, whatever, 60 pounds on your shoulder that you just, it's, after a while, that kind of, 3 hours, dude, 3 hours running around with that thing up and down stairs, you know, over to the civic, or over to the city hall. It's insane. Those cameramen got to be just hating life right now. You know, and you know, thank God I'm not covering this. God knows there's plenty of coverage. Jesus Christ.
I don't get down like that.
Yeah, neither do I. But it is quite a spectacle. I didn't notice quite as many helicopters. I think there's only maybe one helicopter down there today. It's kind of chill. You know? Anyhoot. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Crappy Airbags, Ghost Medic, Jackal Anon, Mary Mad, Motormouth News, Mrs. Spaceship? Mrs. Spaceship. Interesting. Hello, welcome, Mrs. Spaceship. That's a new one. Also welcome Nuclear Gimp, Reefer, Shag Me, and rounding it out, last but not least, Wendigo. Oh, yeah. Anyways, it's Monday. It's chill. It's another op Bart. And I'm Vincent the Bay. Never fear, kids. Vince in the Bay is here. Don't be shy. Call me. 347-826-7667. We could talk about the... there's also the debates today. The GOP debates. We can talk about that as well. I didn't watch it. I watched part of it. I was a little bit not too impressed. It kind of seemed like after a while, these debates just become the same thing over and over. But whatever. It is what it is. It's Monday. I'm Vincent the Bay. Call me. I'll be right back.
Monday, so good to be. Monday morning, it was all I Gianni Pugno, campione del mondo, sceglie Sega Mega Drive. Abilità, concentrazione, riflessi. Ecco perché un campione del mondo sceglie Mega Drive. Mega Drive da Sega, come Game Gear. L'unico videogioco portatile che diventa un vero TV, a colori. Game Gear.
Non c'è paragone.
Game Gear, campione del mondo con Gianni Pugno, vince. E giochi preziosi.
Tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job. Yarray
me. Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti i brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 86, finale di Alcosti.
Down goes Frieza!
These top fighters are really something else.
Wallace, victory, friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What a silly Negro.
Oh, yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we're just getting warmed up here. Good times are to be had. I just got word that the Raiders scored a touchdown about 5 or 10 minutes ago. And I'm going to take some calls here in a second. I got Shagmy. Shagmy's on the horn. I'm going to bring him on in a second. And of course, the number 347-826-7667. I'm Vincent the Bay, your audio erotic host for the next hour and a half now. And please feel free to tweet the show out to all your friends on Twitter and Facebook, or there's a little say Facebook and tweet buttons there. And let's get this party started, shall we? Let's see. Let's bring on Shagmy. What's up, Shagmy?
I am bored as hell, man. What is there to talk about today?
Well, the Raiders just scored a touchdown. They're up. Let me get the score here. The score is 23-13 with less than 12 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Jason Campbell scored a touchdown, a 1 yard touchdown run. Just a while ago, and the Raiders are up 23-13. Darian McFadden has 20 carries for 147 yards in the night so far. The Raiders just stopped the Broncos and forced them to punt, so things are looking good, man. Hopefully they can control the ball here and finish up with a W, and we'll have a little live news update with our good friend Goofy Bond later, hopefully.
He's on Twitter. I just saw him tweeted his Blog Talk Radio show not that long ago. He's around.
Yeah, I think he's doing his show right now. Actually, yeah, he did his show. Will probably end in about a half an hour, and then he'll come over here. Hopefully. Yeah, he's back. Goofy Bone is back. He's broadcasting again on BTR.
I'd like to check him out one day.
Yeah, he's kind of a BTR slut. He's one of these people that will broadcast at all hours. He'll do it sometimes during the middle of the day, sometimes in the morning, sometimes late at night. He's all over the place. And he shows up on my show. He shows up on Ghost. He's the Ghost show. He's all over the place.
Yeah, speaking of shows, I got my radio show pretty much almost 100% right now. It's working on finding things to talk about instead of just playing music and just going on about random, stupid, non-related shit to the world.
Why not? That's what I do here every night.
But yeah, I'd like to have some kind of a format, though.
I would too. If you figure one out, let me know. I was just figuring. You know what? Actually, I was thinking of just making this straight up a home and garden show.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Yeah, just talk about arts and crafts and crochet work, stuff like that.
I mean, you are recipe, getting to the point of retirement, right? You got to learn how to knit and crochet soon.
Yeah, we'll share casserole recipes. It'll be great. Good time.
I was wondering who was laughing in my ear. I got someone else on the... Yeah. I'm being laughed at. That's great.
It's eight minutes left to play. It's Raiders 23, Broncos 13. I'm Vincent the Bay holding it down here with Shagney. And we got some folks in the chat room. Don't be shy. You want to call in and get in on this, you call in, and then you press the number 1 that raises your hand and alerts me you want to get on the air, and we'll chit-chat about whatever. We can talk about Operation BART. Shagney, were you following Operation BART on Twitter today?
A little bit. I couldn't really... I mean, I saw some of the pictures. I didn't see any videos or anything. It just really was hard for me to follow because every negative 5 seconds, something was popping up about Op BART here, there, this, that. I was just like, whoa. So I kind of just like walked away from that for a little bit. But I was able to keep up towards the end with those protesters with the sign disband the BART police. They were in the platform. That's the last photograph I saw. And it died down.
Say that again. What? Somebody died and went down on you. What?
No, I said the last picture I saw was from these group of people that were holding up signs saying disband the BART police, and they were on the platform, I believe, and that was it. I think the protesting died down or people got hungry and tired. I don't know. It's hard for me to follow.
Hang on a second. We've got to quickly break to a Fox NFL news update. Hang on. That's right, Vince. Thanks, Vince. This just in, Shane Lechler ties a Oakland Raiders team high with a 77-yard punt. That's right, Shane Lechler, 77-yard punt for the Raiders, tying a team record. Also, earlier today, you had Sebastian Janikowski with a tying an NFL record with a 63-yard field goal. And that's your NFL Fox News update. And but now let's turn to analysis on this. The Raiders are less than 8 minutes away from getting their first victory, and we're going to turn to some of our commentators here. I have Shagney, and also now joining me, Poco Kitty. What's up, Poco Kitty? The hell is this, Poco Kitty? Get rid of Poco Kitty. Fuck you, Poco Kitty. All right, whatever. Shag me.
I mean, nasty gotti gall, y'all. Come on,
what?
Keep playing. That's pretty cool. I love Korean pop.
Hey, you know what? I'm sorry, Shagney, if you don't enjoy when I do running football commentary. But there's other things going on in the world besides whatever it is. I don't know. You're bored. What do you want to talk about, dude? What's on your mind, dude? If you don't care about football, what do you care about?
I never said I don't care about football. I just don't follow football or sports. I'm more
That's why I'm helping you. I'm educating you here on the Raiders. Okay, the Raiders are moments away from getting their first victory. They're setting all kinds of records. Their kickers are just going going berserker. They just had a 63-yard field goal tonight and a 77-yard punt. This is monumental.
And let me know when the Super Bowl comes around the corner. That's when I watch the football game. You know, I get fucked up, and that's when I semi-care about it. Otherwise, I just watch skateboarding or porn. Lots of porn.
All right.
Really, a tremendous amount of porn.
Fine. Whatever. Let's take another call. Jackal Anon is here, of all people. Let's bring out Jackal. What's up, Jackal?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fantastical. Welcome to the show. First time Jackal has appeared on the VITB program. I feel honored and pleasured to have you here, bro. What's on your mind tonight?
Nothing. Just came to lurk and decided that you needed a caller because no one was talking. And I thought I could let you borrow my voice.
Go ahead. Yeah, use it, dude.
I don't really know what to talk about. You guys are talking American football, and I don't follow. So,
no, that's fine. That's why I'm here. I'm here to educate. I'm here to share the running updates, and hopefully later Goofy will come on, and it'll all make more sense when Goofy explains it. But dude, no. Obviously, today, you know, you were following everything on the internet that was going on with Operation BART. What are your thoughts on what you saw transpire today on the inner tubes?
First of all, everybody that started and finished Op BART is extremely commendable. That's a long walk. I think it was nice that everything was peaceful. They were able to go inside of the stations and protest without any problems, which is interesting. If they would have started this at the beginning, the media wouldn't have been so blown up into it. So I think that's really commendable of the police officers as well. I know that we're fighting them, per se, but they were at least respectful this time. I heard a few times of cameras being pushed, but that's one cop and not a whole organization. So I'm pretty happy with it. How about yourself?
I was totally satisfied with it. I got a little freaked out though when they diverted to City Hall. To be honest, they kind of lost me when they did that. I was like, wait, whoa, what are you guys doing? It was kind of interesting to see that happen.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, because the beef is not with City Hall necessarily or BART or SFPD. It's with BART and BART PD. I think it should be more just stay. You know, just. You know, go from fine. If you're gonna, what do you call it? March. Just march from station to station. I get it. You know, just but keep it kind of like I think it. Sometimes it just gets kind of loose and scattered, and that's kind of unfortunate because then it kind of thins the herd. And you know, the older women and people are there maybe or older just older people in general. That are maybe not as mobile but are vocal and stuff, can't keep up with some of these kids. It ends up just being like a track meet for like the more agile activists. And I think some people get a little carried away, and it's to their own detriment. And I saw a little bit of that going on when they were just kind of like zigzagging all over the joint.
Well, on that note, I don't know if you were listening to the Crappy Tires show that I was on with Christoph, but we said to march, and obviously they listened to us.
Oh yeah, they were all over the fucking place. I had no idea.
They were
where
so
they
all over
the
place that the BART radio, the police scanner that we listened to, they lost track of the protesters once. On the way down to the 24th Street Station. I'm not really actually familiar with what it's called. But
24th Street Station? That's way – that's like three stops away from downtown.
Yeah, they went all the way down to Mission Station on 16th Street. And then in between there and the 24th Street Station, they turned around and they lost them.
Wild. Wild, dude. We got a caller here named Conservative Mother. Let's see what this is all about. Conservative Mother, you're on the air. Who's this? God, come on. Yeah, come on. Trash. Total trash. Total trash. First album was way better. Conservative Mother. What garbage. How dare you? I'm sorry. Where were we, Jackal?
Just talking about the march. How about you, Shagme? What do you think?
I'm looking at pictures right now, and I'm just going to just look at them and spam them in the chat room. I don't know what you guys were talking about. I'm sorry. I got four.
There's some interesting ones, but really, as Vince said, the most interesting one was the one outside the cop station. I mean, outside the donut place.
Yeah, with 16 cops there.
You think they burn off those donuts yet?
No, because they don't march. They just sit around.
Or stand around. They had at least one person walking right next to Christoph the entire time.
You know what?
From what I saw,
Christoph was kind of like hanging loose the whole time. He wasn't on the front lines, if you will. I followed the protest for maybe about an hour. And they lost, and during that hour and a half that I was kind of trailing them, I lost the group a couple of times. But from what I could tell, Christoph was kind of like chill. He was just kind of laying low in the cut, hanging out in the back. You know, I think at a certain point, you know, the people, you know, get sighted enough. It's kind of like time to let the other people, move to the forefront. And that's sort of what happened. It's kind of like, you know, an in real life sort of representation of some of the stuff that with the cyber crimes where, you know, one group gets cited and gets kind of like put on the sidelines for a little bit, and they're just kind of a spectator for a couple of rounds, and then, you know, there's, you know, it's like a hydra. There's like four or five people that sprout up from where they were. So it was kind of interesting to see that. He was just kind of like chill in the cut, following it around, tailing it around. And it was pretty mellow, you know. They were very loud, very boisterous. But I didn't like that they diverted so far off the path, though. I don't know if I agreed with going up to City Hall. I thought that was kind of like maybe a little bit unnecessary, at least as far as what I think what's supposed to be the focus of the demonstration. But whatever, you know, they got excited. It's sort of mob mentality, you know. You can't
control everyone, and
yeah,
if you notice,
exactly.
We've had
yeah.
Different tactics every single week. I think that's important to keep on changing it up on them, just to keep them on their toes as well. Because at first they didn't have a whole bunch of cops inside the stations. I saw pictures prior to the protest, and there was just some guards and some vests. Actually, I don't even ever think I saw Homeland Security, but I haven't looked at all the pictures.
Oh, I did. I totally saw Homeland Security. They were there. They've been there every time.
Yeah, so they're still in their khakis and their bulletproof vests?
I saw like four of them, and they were dressed in black, if I remember correctly. I don't know. I should have took pictures. I don't know.
Yeah.
They were there. They were definitely there and visible. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yo, Vince. What's up?
Hey, crappy tires in the build. I mean, crappy airbags. Crappy airbags in the building. What's up, bags?
No, I'm super low energy, apparently, like everybody else is tonight. I just wanted to call
Dude,
in and
I'm
say,
drained.
Yo, what's up?
I'm totally, totally drained. Oh, by the way, thanks, Ghost Medic. That's right. Another NFL Fox News break. Touchdown Broncos. That's right. 9-yard TD pass to Lance Ball. Makes the score 23-20 Raiders with 3 minutes to go
The Raiders now have the ball at their own 20. And there you have it, your Fox NFL News update. And we're back here with Crappy Airbags, Jackal Anon, and Shag Me. And also, we have another call here. This is going to be good. This is another. I think this is another one of our NFL correspondents. Let's see. Let's check though. Vic Torres Nova 9001. What's up? Oh Jesus! Fucking Christ. You know, did somebody just declare a goddamn soundboard battle and not tell me about this?
Every time you talk, it cuts out. So keep talking.
No. Oh, okay, fine. No. What?
Wait. I was listening to last night's show.
Did somebody declare a soundboard battle and not tell me? Victorious Nova 9001. I know.
It's over 9,000.
I think it's funny. It's in French.
Second traffic.
Oh wait! I have a picture.
Traffic on the 8th. Let's go to Crappy Airbags. Well, how's it looking down there on the 405, Crappy?
Terrible. Terrible. I had to pull over because my colostomy bag broke.
Let's go. Cut it. Come on. Get rid of them. Get rid of them. Just come on. Make it stop. Go away.
That was so horrible. I thought Shari was DDoSing the show again.
We could only be so lucky. Oh, my
God. What was up with the trolls last night?
What's up with the trolls every night, bro? It's just the internet, dude. That's how it works. There's over 9,000 trolls that lurk here. And they pop up every night.
The internet is serious business.
9,000? There's no way that can be right!
Anyway.
Oh, I had a picture of Josh Wolf. Fuck, let me check
what
my history.
What happened to it? Did you lose it?
I think I fapped to it and erased it.
I hate when that happens.
Speaking of
just give me about a minute.
What a silly Negro.
I'm sorry. So I cut somebody off there. Was that Jackal that was trying to say something?
Yeah. Speaking of fapping, Emmy will be on in 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, baby. Here we go. Not yet. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes. 10 minutes, guys. Come on. Relax. 10 minutes.
20 minutes.
20 minutes to sexy time with Emmy. Oh, that'll be good time. That'll be the second hour, right on. Yeah, Emmy always holds it down in the second hour with us. I love it, dude. She's so fucking beautiful. All right. Anon Sicko, Artie's World, Sherry Bomb, Cyber War News, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, Jackal Anon, Mary Matt, Motormouth News, Mrs. Spaceship, Nuclear Gimp, Ralph Reefer, Shagme, and Wendigo, thank you so much for holding it down in the chat room on this Monday. We're kind of recapping the Operation BART festivities that happened today. And yeah, man, I was surprised. It seemed like less media coverage, maybe. I don't know. So actually, the same amount of news trucks were out there. I don't know. I haven't seen, like, at least doing a Google news search, I haven't seen a whole lot of shit as of yet.
Did you see the AP article saying how the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security is searching in San Francisco for myself and a few other people?
No, I didn't see that. Yeah, you'll have to...
I found it funny.
Forward that to me, maybe. I do another search here. But, no small group protest, no service disruption. And now it's almost like the media is kind of like
complaining like, now all of a sudden it's not a store anymore because nobody's being inconvenienced.
Yeah, what's funny is that they'll say that we died down and that we didn't do what we wanted to do because stations weren't closed. But then customers get upset when they get closed, but we get more media. It's hilarious.
A small group of protesters meandered through downtown San Francisco on Monday, continuing a series of demonstrations against BART police that has raised questions about the tactic, blah, 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 blah. This article is written so generically, it could have been the same written at the protest by all 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, I did see one saying something about if you've been keeping score, this is the fifth protest. I saw that from the Examiner or something. It's the only tweet today that I saw from them about it. And the Huffington Post, San Francisco, wrote something about it too.
I'll have to look at that one. Yeah, it was a decent turnout from what I could tell.
Any media talk about the fire that was underneath the railway at Civic Center?
I don't know. I didn't hear anything other than what I saw on Twitter and heard on that the
BART police scanner.
Police scanner, yeah. I don't know. I wasn't listening to the police scanner when they once I was out there. Did they include the radio chatter from when they were down at Civic Center or the City Hall and all that?
Yeah, they were sending cops there. They were sending them there.
Oh, they got there. They were there. They were ready.
Yeah, I heard that they were helping pedestrians out of the government building or something like that.
Dude, there was little pockets of chaos at times. It's just all a big blur. I don't know. It could have happened. At one point I was afraid when they were at City Hall and they started going in the middle of the street and they were already kind of surrounded, could have been starting to kettle them at that point right there. I kind of looked around. I don't know if the folks are familiar with that little area around City Hall, that whole Civic Center little concourse, whatever the fuck you want to call it. It's a big quad, really, where there's the Bill Graham Civic Center, there's the library, there's a bunch of government buildings, and there's sort of a big just sort of quad in the middle with it's kind of a park, sort of, not really, and it could be easily sealed off. No problem. That whole area, that whole quad could be sealed off so easily. And they almost had it all sealed off, except for one opening over on, the side that borders it on, I want to say, McAllister and Polk. That little corner was, open, but everything else was sealed off by the cops. And they could have easily just crunched those protesters. There wasn't many. There was, 30 maybe that were mobile at that point. But at some, I kind of feel like these protests at this point are almost, at least from the cops' point of view, they're just, it's training. It just feels like a big exercise to me.
Yeah, we were talking about that on Tyre's show, Christoph, that it definitely feels like that because you do have every kind of police force that I'm at least aware of in the States present, and it feels just like a training mission. I've heard stories of the TSA being there, Homeland Security being there.
I didn't see any visible TSA, but Homeland Security for sure is there. Shagmi, you're back. You dropped off, but you came back. What's up, dude?
No, I got a strange connection from the DC area, so I just had to drop it for a second.
Yeah, now you have a strange connection from somewhere else. It's very bassy. What the hell are you... Are you calling from space? It sounds weird.
Yeah, I had to disconnect from the world and travel somewhere in time.
Yeah, if you're using a voice mod, you just have some of your settings fucked up.
Hold on, let me check.
See, you didn't notice the difference once I mute him? It's obscene.
Yeah, it's huge.
Totally obscene. All right, let's check him again. All right, here we go. He's off. Now he's on.
Hello.
Not
bad.
Hey, Shagmy. Yeah, you're back. That's better. Whatever you did, keep it up.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell's going on. Someone's trying to penetrate my system.
I love you and all, but I'm not trying to penetrate you right now.
Don't lie.
Speaking of penetration, I think it's time for another Fox News or NFL Fox update. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. The Oakland Raiders are victorious. Just moments ago, the Raiders knelt down and solidified a 23-20 victory and defeated the Denver Broncos. And, yeah, good times, everybody. Once again, the Raiders victorious 23-20. And stay tuned later for your Raiders wrap-up. But until then, but now we're going to rejoin already in progress the Op-Bart 5 recap with Jackal Anon, Crappy Airbags, and Shagmy.
So what do I have to do to get Goose Cream Soup to call in?
Just call her out, bro. She's called in before. She can call in again. Yeah, call in, Goose Cream Soup.
Yeah, call in. Come on, Goosey. She's shy. That's all it is.
We're still waiting for Emmy to call in. She's supposed to be here in another maybe 10 minutes ish.
Let me check my messages. I don't have any more.
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's almost the top of the hour. 11 o'clock, and that can only mean one thing. The janitor is now in the building. I heard his keys rattling at the door, and that's right. Our good friend Goofy Bone, the BTR janitor, has showed up, and hopefully he's going to give us a little rundown of what happened with the Raiders tonight, which we, of course, just broke on our Fox News or our NFL Fox update. FAWXES, by the way, Fox News. Get it? Anyways, Fox, whatever. NFL Fox update. You get it. Whatever. Goofy Bone, you're here. What's up? Goofy, talk to me, baby.
First off, cheers to all my fucking Raider fans out there. We have not won an opener for fucking 11 somewhat years. Fuck yeah. Raiders beat fucking Denver Broncos by the score of 23-20. An awesome game, people. Monday Night Football don't get no better than that, bitches. Of course, I am your brown-colored commentator. My name is Goofy Bone. I am going to go ahead and tell you the wonderful score.
Yes, please give us the update, Mexican, immediately.
Denver scored first. It was 3-0. Then Raiders came back and scored a touchdown, 7-3. Sebastian Janikowski kicked nothing but great field goals. He kicked a 63-yard field goal. It's 16-3, whatever. Shane Leckler, they returned the punt. 16-10, whatever. At the end, fucking, we win. 23-20. Shout out to Jason Campbell, a.k.a. Prince, for the Oakland Raiders and all my Oakland Raiders out there. Fucking Michael Bush, Darren McFadden. Fuck yeah, man. Raiders. all day, every day. Shout out to the defense, too. Shout out to Bart 5. I'm sorry I wasn't there. I'm actually in Fresno right now.
Oh, no shit. Cheers.
Yeah.
Holding it down in the Central Valley.
Yeah, I'm fucking
always.
All that Hooters.
You can take the bone out of the nation, but you can never take the nation out of the bone.
There you go. Oh yeah.
Hey,
cheers, everybody.
Hey, did you call Jason Campbell Prince?
Yeah, if you look like him, he looks like Prince.
Wow, that's crazy. I never thought of that. He doesn't look like Prince to me. Maybe if, I don't know, I just don't see it. That's kind of
look at him, a picture of him, and then look at Prince. I'm saying Purple Rain-ish era.
Right. Okay. I'll check it out. Thanks, Goofy. Oh, and speaking of Goofy, we got here's Goofy from his latest Illegal Immigrant. We'll be right back.
Tune to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say.
Oh, yeah. Just listen to Selassie, everybody. He knows what's up. Stop hating in the Bay. And, yeah, hello, everybody. I like to say hello to people who are tweeting me on Twitter. The lovely Lulz Invasion has hit me up on Twitter. Montreal RT retweeted some shit with me. Ghost Coder tweeting the show. Or tweeting me. Quester09 tweeted me and said it was both fun and strenuous op Bart. Apparently Quester09 participated in op Bart today and said it was fun and strenuous. It looked, I saw the police officers who were following the protesters around. They looked like tired individuals. One of them was, I caught him, one of the more superior guys or superior looking guys, like stopped for a second and like was like wiping his brow, and I could just see in his face, it's just like, oh, these fucking goddamn protesters, they're gonna drive me nuts. I'm gonna get a, hey, everybody's getting some exercise, good for them. As long as it's peaceful, right? It appeared to be peaceful, more or less. But, yeah, I got a caller now that's joining me. I have Jackal Anon, Crappy Airbags, and Shagmi on the line with me. But before I get back to them, let me bring on a new caller here, a caller calling from area code 937. Caller, who are you and what's on your mind tonight?
It's Goose Cream Soup.
Oh, yeah. Check it out, Jackal. Your wish is commanded. Or whatever. Here she is, Goose Cream Soup. What's up, Goose?
Not much. I just woke up. I missed, like, the first half hour of your show.
Good morning.
Morning? No. It's, like, 2 in the morning.
Oh. Well, good morning, nonetheless.
Well, yeah. Good morning. Yeah, it well, is yeah. Technically morning, then. So he's right.
So what did you think about op Bart, or did you not even follow it because you were sleeping?
Well,
no?
I was following it at the beginning, like after I got out of class.
Nice. But what do you study?
Well, right now I'm just taking algebra.
That's exciting.
No, it's not.
And studying human anatomy.
Vince the Creeper.
Necrophilia.
That's right, baby.
Shout out to 914 and a 201 and a 303.
Okay.
And the 303. Where the hell is the 303 at?
Colorado, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. Shouts out to the 303. I like Colorado. I have peoples in Colorado. I like Colorado.
I don't understand why these fucking feds are connecting and disconnecting. I see your IP addresses. I know where you're located. Just stay connected.
Okay. Speaking of connections, we have another caller connected. Let's bring this person on. Caller calling out of area code 479. You're on the air. Who are you and what's on your mind?
Hey, it's Lulz Invasion.
Oh, hey, Lulz Invasion. Welcome to the show. What's going on with you tonight, dude?
Oh, not much. Just listening to your show for the, like, fourth night in a row. Whatever it is.
Fantastic. I'm glad you've been hanging out. What do you want to contribute tonight? Did you follow the Operation Bart protests? What are your thoughts on all that?
I've been following Operation Bart all day and for the past couple weeks, really, but not much that you guys haven't already said.
just that they move around quite a lot.
They did this time. They normally don't really move around that much, just four stations.
Yeah, well, reading their tweets, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I got tired just watching these people.
I can possibly believe that. Yeah. No fun.
What's up with all the random numbers being just deposited in my chat room right now? I haven't really been being a chat room monitor right now. What the hell is going on?
The area codes, man.
People are just posting random numbers now. 666 is not an area code, dude.
Yeah, it is.
Where?
It's my area code.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, should we try the newest version of Urge tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see what it does.
Yeah. All right. So everybody load it and put at Vince in the Bay at the very top.
What the fuck is that going to do?
It would. Every single message that goes out through it is going to at reply you.
So is my thing going to just explode? Am I not going to be able to read tweets? What's going to happen?
Well, theoretically, depending on what kind of client you use, but let's say you use TweetDeck or something like that, it will...
Which I don't.
Okay. What do you use then?
Twitter.
Like
on the web?
The stock one?
Maybe. Why?
Maybe.
Does it matter?
Yeah, because
I use Twitter. What does it matter?
Because if it's a third-party unit, you would end the API calls, so you wouldn't get any tweets, and you wouldn't be able to send any tweets out.
Basically, rape you.
Yeah, you'd be raided.
Well, like that. Like that doesn't happen. Hasn't like I haven't been raped in other ways before. But whatever, dudes. I don't know what that means. But will my Twitter account die or something?
Just get a whole bunch of messages. It wouldn't really bother you. It'd be more annoying than anything. Kind of like that guy on the radio that called me a little kid the other night. He got upset.
He was very butthurt. I did a legitimate tweet about linking his show. I didn't talk any smack or anything. He instantly blocked me.
And he blocked anybody that talked bad about him that day.
He blocked anybody that talked about him that day. I didn't talk even bad of him until after he blocked me. I legitimately, because like I honestly got the tweet from what do you call it, the No Justice No Bart. They shot out the link. And I was listening, and I was like, oh, right on. And so I retweeted. I was like, oh, check out this dude. He's on the air right now. And did a legit tweet. And after I did that, I was instantly blocked.
Yeah.
I was like, what a fucking douchetard. And then I just said, fuck it. I'm going to fucking troll this guy then. I don't care.
He got a few hundred tweets in minutes. It was interesting.
He was noticeably agitated on the air. That was for sure. So whatever happened worked.
I don't even think Urge was in play in this one. I think it was just normal retweets and people being upset.
Yeah,
with what he was saying.
Exactly. And between you and Crappy and a couple other people that have, you know, 15 accounts in, you know, on their own.
I think people would shit their pants if they knew how many accounts I could tweet out of.
Probably, yeah.
I can tweet from over 30 accounts on my tweet deck.
Nice.
All for raids. But Urge is going to fix all that, so that's going to be awesome.
Wasn't the new version having some difficulties?
Yeah, we were having some difficulties with it force closing. But that's being fixed. Last time I've heard, Linux is expected and OS X is expected.
fairly soon. We've had a lot of requests for it. But the program's been live for a week. There was really no, like, internal use prior than release. We only used it for a day and then decided that the whole world needs it. So it's literally been live for 1 week, and we've had hundreds and hundreds of downloads. The link that we posted today, it was up for 5 minutes, and it had over 200 downloads. So people want the program. People are using the program.
Good. I'm picking my nose right now. I'm sorry.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. That's what I was, that's actually what I was picturing you doing. Let's take another call, shall we? Here we have a block caller that just called in. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi. Who are you? What's on your mind?
Shit. This is Kyoto.
Oh, Kyoto. Hey, what's up, bro? Long time.
Long
what's
time.
Going on, bro?
What's going on?
Long time, dude. I'm calling to see when Urge is going to be ported to Linux.
That's a hard question. I was anticipating it over the weekend, and obviously that didn't happen. I know that we just redid the whole UI of it, and that's going to be in the next release. And my understanding is in the next release, not only is the UI is going to be changed, you're not going to have to put in your password every time, and it's just going to make it a lot more easier to use. And that's also going to be the time that Linux and OS X comes about.
Cheers.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I hope you use it.
Oh, I will. I will use it. I was just sitting here listening and making a list.
And something we haven't told anybody, I guess we'll just break it here, is that you'll be able to log into multiple accounts and have the same message being quick-fired and everything through as many accounts as you could load. So that could be extremely interesting.
That's fabulous. What kind of script integration will I have for, you know, let's say I have a number of accounts.
We haven't really got into it because I think we're going to have a new API key for each account, and figuring out how to get that integrated is going to be interesting. But just because it's interesting doesn't mean that we're going to try to get it done, because obviously that kind of passion behind your message is what's going to get more people seeing it. And if TweetDeck and a whole bunch of other applications allows you to do it, why can't we make it, right? So,
right.
Obviously, Twitter has already came out and said they're not happy with us, but we're inside their API limits. We're using their API. We're not making something out of scratch. So there's really not anything they can do.
Well done. Well done. I'm very happy with this caller, Vince. He's literally made my night.
That's the homie Jackal Anon, dude. Follow him on Twitter, bro.
Jackal Anon. Okay.
Yeah.
Right on.
Let's go with area code, new caller here, area code 201. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this? What's on your mind?
Hi, Vince.
Oh, it's motherfucking Emmy in the building. What's up, sexy? Your boyfriend's on the line.
I know.
Well, say hello then.
Hey.
Hi,
Vince.
Hey.
Awkward.
Survive.
You guys want a room? I have a green room.
It would be green room.
It'll be white soon.
What's going on, Emmy? Are you en route to back to your house, or what's up?
I am.
Yeah, it was a slow day at work, though.
It was fucking terrible.
Should I start fapping now?
Yes, commence fapping. Get your boners ready, kids.
You guys just feel lucky. I can drive stick with one hand down my pants.
Oh, yeah, baby. Good times.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Really, she doesn't need hands.
Barrel roll. One hand on the stick, one hand on the cell phone.
Anyway, she doesn't need hands to shift.
Right? I just do it with my telepathic power.
There you go. Winning.
Winning.
Always by winning. Never just single. I like more than
winning.
By winning.
That Laws Invader kid's on here too.
I know. I heard. I saw.
Oh no, he just bailed. Lulz Invasion got. I think he just.
I think he got jelly.
He jizzed his pants. He jizzed his pants and dropped off.
He's been spamming me and E all day.
Yeah.
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
Yeah, no, Charlie. That's what you're saying.
Oh, I hate Colorado. First raining, now it's not raining.
Hey, I got another caller here. Let's see who this is. My God, it's just a revolving door of entertainment. Let's see who this is. Area code 586. Caller, you're on the air. Who are you? What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, it's Lulz Invasion again.
Oh, Lulz Invasion. We thought you rage quit,
sorry.
Bro.
What'd you rage quit?
The other phone had technical difficulties.
We're having all kinds of difficulties right now. This is the problem with unmuting everybody. Although I think most of the background is probably, yep, most of it's Emmy because she's driving.
Yeah, I'm driving in the game.
So, geez, Vince, this is Kyoto. I want to encourage everybody to develop a drug plan and to stick with it because it really saved my life this weekend. And I'm just a...
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not terrible. If you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off, and your children will leave with an exploded body. Too much. Winning.
It's a fucking soundboard
aside.
The goddamn sound. Where did those guys go that were bombarding me with the soundboards earlier? Just...
I'm by winning. I went here and I went there. Now what?
Is that Shag? Shag, is that you?
Oh, Shag, you can sleep through tonight's show?
Yeah, I think a whole bunch of people are on.
Shag is awake for this one. He's just
we have to make sure that Crappy Tires is asleep.
Yeah.
But you have to make sure.
Cool. He's, what, 14 years old?
Make sure that Crappy Tires is asleep.
Stable.
Crappy Tires and Shari Wong are both asleep. Thank God.
What about Lulz Invasion? How old are you?
Lulz Invasion. I don't know. How old are you, Lulz Invasion?
Me? 17.
Yeah. 17. Oh, my God. Well, you're going to have to. Well, when we get to party sexy time, you're going to have to go bye bye. Sorry.
Violently.
Hand check.
Fucking standards.
Winning.
What?
No, nothing. It's just some Charlie Sheen soundboard crap.
Mole S-H-I-T. I have a disease. I cured it with my brain, with my mind.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, can't process it. Losers, winning. Bye-bye. Winning, 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 winning.
Oh, dude, it's on. It's fucking Charlie Sheen soundboard-a-thon, dude.
Winning.
Oh, my God.
S-H-I-T.
Oh.
Hey, Vince.
What?
Just what?
I'm sorry. What?
It's on.
Oh. Is that you? That's been you this whole time, you asshole?
Look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls. Bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge, because, you know,
It just ain't there. Winning.
Oh, that's for the trolls out there. Yeah, I'm finally awake. I don't know what happened yesterday. I guess I've been having a lack of sleep.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
I definitely really? Know that feeling.
I slept till like 4:45 today, honestly. I slept the entire day with it.
I had an amazingly productive day today. It was incredible. I was up at the break of dawn, 6 a.m. I worked a full day's work. I got off, took a little cat nap, you know, went down, checked out the protests, supported all the people, supporting the people, doing the protest about the protest about the protest. And, you know, now I'm back here with you folks, man. It's been a fucking crazy fucking whirlwind tour. I can't believe I'm fucking alive right now. I want to, like, collapse.
Sorry, my life is so much more bitching than yours, you know?
Oh, come on, with the fucking Charlie Sheen sound for it.
S-H-I-T. S-H-I-T. Winning.
No, I'm sorry if I offended you. I didn't know you were so sensitive. Sorry if I offended you.
Dude. That's a lot.
And no, I'm not on drugs right now.
Yeah, you are. Okay.
Everyone else is.
No.
Oh, good times. What?
I can see my house. My house.
You're breaking into your own house? What?
No, I can see my house.
Oh.
I can see where I'm allowed to be naked as much as I want.
Oh, fantastic. Thank God.
I just rolled through stuff. Yay.
Hey, are you? So basically, Mr. Show is now filler until Emmy faps.
I believe so. I believe we are vamping until Emmy can get situated and then bust it up for us on the air. Yeah, pretty much. That's what's happening.
Cheers. Cheers.
Who is your daddy?
We actually had dialogue before she got out of work.
Yeah, we were talking. We pretty much wrapped up off Bart. I don't know. We can elaborate more.
Here's something that people might be actually interested in. If you want to, if you want to buy a little time, so Emmy can go in and change batteries and the rabbit or whatever the hell she's using.
My phone is rechargeable.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very environmentally friendly. I'm all about that. Did you see that South Korea? I passed you that. Article, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks or a month ago about essentially every South Korean getting hacked. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. The equivalent of South Korea's Facebook, which everybody was like pretty much forced to join, all their information was compromised by some Korean hackers, I believe.
Right.
So here's the backstory,
Chinese hackers, I mean.
Chinese, yeah. And it was, and here's the backstory on that, is that the Korean government has required for some time that essentially there's no anonymity in Korea, right? You had to register for your accounts with your national digital ID, right? Which is actually something that Obama's floated here in the States, been widely considered in other places. And they are now ditching the entire digital ID structure because of this hack, right? And that's how everyone's most intimate personal I shouldn't say most intimate, right? Because that's like photographs of you sucking a dog off or something. I mean, like
you suck your
significant,
dog off.
Yeah, Vince. Yeah, some photographs of him that would be similar to that, but. And so they're totally ditching the digital ID, which is fucking fantastic because it is an enormous setback. It's a failure of the first proof of concept experiment in national digital ID, right? So it's actually a huge issue for people who are interested in anonymity rather online.
So it was a good hack.
It was a fucking great hack. Well done. Anybody take
responsibility of it?
No. Nobody did take responsibility for it that I know of.
Maybe it's better that way, but that's awesome.
I think it is better that way. Yeah. I mean, obviously the significant piece is in our own country, right? We've had this national digital ID piece passed through under George Bush that's been, you know, moving forward slowly, kind of under cover of darkness. And part of that is a national digital ID. And obviously the EU has considered it all across Europe and, you know, former Eastern Europe and the near Mediterranean doing the same thing. So it's fucking fantastic, I think, for the interest of those of us who are engaged in civil disobedience or otherwise trolling, that the first proof of concept has fallen apart in such a fabulous and inglorious way. So I wish I knew how to say well done in Chinese, but I got nothing.
There's a Google translator for that.
Yeah, that only gets me so far, though. I guess pinyin, right? Pinyin would be phonemic, but I'm honestly just too lazy to do it. So, good job, Chinese.
Good job, Chinese.
Good job, Chinese.
Yeah. All right. That's Kyoto. I'm here with Kyoto and Jackal Anon, also DJ Shagme. I always want to call you DJ Shagme because it's D Shagme B, whatever that means. Oh, you and your fucking soundboards, you piece of shit. I'm putting you back on fucking mute, dude. Goose Cream, poor Goose Cream Soup has been sitting here just being really chill, minding her own business.
Is she still on?
How you doing, Goose Cream Soup? Yeah, she's there.
Good. I don't know. What am I supposed to say?
How much
too
you
shy for this.
How much you hate all these boys that just keep talking about nonsense nonstop? Well, you know.
Well, I find it interesting, though. So
is Goose a hacker?
No.
That'd be a great name. I found out how to make you the other day. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's all that.
Shag me, dude. He just won't let it go.
Just ditch him. Say bye.
Let's just put him in the green room. Boom. In the green room.
You shut the door on him?
No, I was trying to kill a fly.
Sound
oh
like
God,
shut the door on the green room.
Yes. Dead fly on my homework. Oh, yeah. Got it. I have graduated. I am not. Oh, it's still kind of alive. It's twitching a little bit.
You're twitching a little bit? Where?
No, the fly I just killed is twitching a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Where does it hurt? Do you want us to operate? Maybe if you made out with Goose Cream Soup, it'd make it feel better.
I'm down.
You know what's really hot? Ritual female circumcision. Because it's always
yeah.
like rape. It's like rape every time.
Oh, yeah.
You ever think about doing that, hooking up with a
motherfucker.
Kenyan or something?
Yeah, at Lowell's Invasion, are you doing okay over there? We're not freaking you out, dude, are we? Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
We don't want to. You're a very impressionable young man. We don't want to corrupt your soul.
More than I'm already.
Although,
corrupted.
If you want to be corrupted, Shagmi is playing soundboards in the green room. I can stick you in there.
No, I'm good. Completely.
All right, he's yelling at me in the chat room. I'll bring him out of the green room. All right, Shagney, you're back. What's up, dude? Are you done playing your soundboards?
Yeah, I'll just mute myself and have some enjoyment.
Yeah, please do. Thank you.
God damn it, Twitter, stop being a fuck up.
Good times. Well, hey, everybody who's hanging out in the chat room, thank you again for holding it down for this entire, the entirety of the program. Annie Anonymous, Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Cherry Bomb, I should know that by now. I want to say Sherry Bloom. Whatever. Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, Jackal Anon, Motormouth News, Reaper, Shagmi, and Wendigo. And what is Motormouth News? One of these photographers got hit today. Is that what you're saying? Some link in the chat room to a photographer that got... Oh, boom.
Oh, my name is Boxy. Jinx.
Wow.
Did they actually get good video of it?
You can tell he hits the camera a couple of times.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I'm excited about seeing that.
I saw it posted. Didn't click on it.
Yeah, I saw it posted.
Oh.
You know, it's always a bad thing when Emmy's being quiet.
That's good radio. Kick out a video link so that everybody just stops engaging.
Oh yeah! All right, let's take a little break then. I'm gonna play some Muzak and come back and we'll wrap up the show. I got a full.
Wait, let me play a song.
Oh God, what do you want to play, dude?
hold on, let me set it up real quick.
Okay. Set it up real quick, dude.
Alright, you're ready to take a break? The song's about, I don't know, 2 minutes long maybe? Alright, this next song is I Don't Do Trolls. It's a Boxy remix. I threw up the YouTube link up there if you want to download it or share it or spread it. This is a dedication from me, Shagmi, to Boxy. Hope you enjoy.
It's so shocking and new. It's the one.
You're in the mix with DJ Shagme.
I don't do you. And so yeah, this is my only account. And it's Boxy Babe with two E's, and other people like Boxy, aka Moldy Bread. She's a failure. Troll. I can't believe you guys believe that. Who actually talks like that? Not me. Status, like seriously.
Myself in the mirror, and even with me being 72, I still want to touch myself if
hey,
I could.
Hey, I don't want to hear about it. Pixar, or it's not true. Pixar, it didn't happen.
Now, Grandma! Ooh, ooh, Jesus, shit. This is some good shit. But anyway,
yeah.
We ain't got number 3 minutes left.
All right, so who's going to go down on me first? Wait, who's going to go down on me first?
I reckon Grandma Hooker G.
All right, so Hooker G, you're going to have to eject the dentures now, and we're going to have to go at this here. It's going to have to be a quickie, I guess.
Oh, nah, you're going to have to take Granny Trini first. Granny Trini's going to have to go first because she got no gag reflex.
Well, let me drink some more of this.
Whatever
Jim
it's
got to
be. However it's got to be. Let's just do this.
What a silly Negro.
I don't know. Winning? Anyone?
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo.
Hit it.
El hombre.
Okay, party people in the house.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vincent the Bay.
Some fruity ass little fruit bowl named Vincent the Bay.
Vincent the Bay.
Representing the Bay.
Yahoo.
Hell nah, boy. Vincent the Bay, but.
Vince is a slum troll.
That's right.
Cactus.
We're on the network.
Fuck you, Vince!
Penis.
Dance.
Thank you very much.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
I don't get down like that.
You're right, me.
Oh, my God.
Weird. Where's one on us?
I'm a troll and a liar.
Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vincent the Bay.
Motherfucking yeah, it's the Vince of the Bay Orchestra. That's Mikey on the keys, Booyah on the bass, Steve Wireman on guitar, Hugh Jackson on drums. They are the Vince of the Bay Orchestra. Oh man, I think I had a bad Chinese food or something tonight. I got just the worst tummy ache. I feel rotten. Oh man, but yeah, shouts out to Granny Tranny. That was vintage VITB kicking it with some of my goddesses. I've got two goddesses on the line right now, Goose Cream Soup and Emmy. And we're holding it down for another 15 here. Kyoto's here. Jackal Anon. Shagmi. What the hell was that you played, Shagmi? That was your dedication to Boxy? I don't understand what the appeal is with Boxy. I just don't get it.
I don't know. She's a crazy girl that I think spawned from the babies of 4chan or something like that. She just went rabid on everyone, or vice versa. I don't know. I don't really know the history of her, but I know she's damn cute, and I wish she would come back because a lot of people miss her.
I thought she was back, though. I thought she's doing videos and stuff again.
I don't think that's her. By the face, by the cheekbones and everything like that, I don't think it's her.
Looks like her.
It's a scam.
Oh, what?
It doesn't even matter if it's her. Well, who needs Boxy when you have Emmy?
Hi.
Hi, what? Emmy.
Oh, never mind.
What? No, go ahead. What were you gonna say, dude? What were you gonna say?
No, I'm not gonna say anything.
It's a talk show. You're supposed to say stuff. What were you gonna say?
If Boxy did some sexy fox pics, yeah, but I don't think she's up for that.
How do you know she hasn't already done it?
Is she a page?
I don't know. I think now she is. hopefully.
Now she's a girl? What?
I just asked if Boxy was of age.
Oh, of age.
Yes.
Now she is? Ew, you creeper.
What was that? I'm sorry?
You said, ew, you creeper.
No, I'm talking about Shagmi over there flapping to her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really know if I can say anything because people thought that about me. I wouldn't have lost my virginity until I was 18.
Yeah, you would have.
I would have talked to someone. Dang, I don't really like guys my age. Not a whole lot.
She has a thing for crappy tires.
Fuck you, Jay. He has a thing for you. How about that?
No. No, hope not.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he does. No
oh,
doubt.
Yeah, he is.
I don't think we should be talking about someone that's not here.
Fair enough.
I love that we're all doing other things.
this is the true internet radio show. Everybody's on the internet. That's what it sounds like.
Click, click, click.
I'm trying to get the internet.
Hey, can I get some veggie lo mein delivered?
Oh, what else is there to talk about?
Oh, I don't know. Your next president had a debate tonight.
Who's running for president? I really have no idea. I'm serious.
It doesn't matter, dude. Your next president, avowed juggalo Rick Perry, just mopped the stage tonight with the other gentleman, and he's going to basically ride off into the sunset with the mantle. He's giving the populist speech when he's out there. He's telling you what you want to hear, and that's gonna, you know, he's calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme, and this is like the shit that's supposed to come out of Ron Paul's mouth, and he's getting away with it, dude. And he's gonna what's that?
Isn't he the same person that wanted Texas to break away from the states?
He did say something like that like a couple of years ago. Yeah, you're right.
And now you want him as your president?
I didn't say I wanted him as my president. I said he's going to be the next president.
Oh,
no way.
Don't shag me for president.
No way. There's a big difference between winning a Republican primary amongst a bunch of weak candidates and beating Barack Obama in a general election.
Well, I think that's the thing is, I think I wouldn't be surprised if out of the blue, what's her name, throws her hat in the ring, fucking Sarah Palin, and challenges him. She challenges him, but he'll win. He'll still beat her in the primary, but she's like the dry run for the Obama PR machine that he's, you know, the cult of personality that he is, because that's what you're running against when you're running against Barack Obama. It's not him himself. It's the cult of person, the whole brand, right? Like they've already got the new 2012 bumper stickers out here. It's amazing. I'm just telling you how it is. I'm not telling you how I want it to be. I'm just saying, I see the winds of change ahead, and it looks like it's going to be the neocons rolling back into power. It's just all they do. They do it back and forth and back and forth. That's what's coming, dude. You're going to see Carl Rove assholes coming back.
You're breaking my heart, Vince.
It's just those liberals.
I'm just getting you ready for it, man. I'm just telling you, that's what's coming down the pike, bro.
Rick Perry is so fucking stupid. You know, do you know anything about, do you remember as he launched, he had this big faith gathering, right? Do you remember this?
Before he launched.
Down in Texas at a giant megachurch. Well, most of the people who are speaking at that event are leaders in this, like, goddamn near apocalyptic, anti-scientific Christian war fucking
organization that has, they are the religious right. They're the new religious right, the activist religious right, who uses very strong fucking language about, you know, eliminating opposition, right? Working in the public sphere that you know, they've changed the social gospel from, you know, the old days of, oh, working for the, you know, as the hands and feet of Jesus to, we've got to get out there and fucking win political races and inflict our worldview on everyone else, even though we're, you know, 0.5% of a fucking percent of the whole country has this weird worldview. But they have huge email lists, and so they've become the 800-pound gorilla, the religious right. And they are fucking wing nuts, man. They're dangerous. They're dangerous fucking wing nuts.
Yeah,
if Rick Perry gets elected,
oh my God,
that's what we're
gonna
have.
I'm sorry,
go ahead.
I'm moving out of the United States. Fuck that shit. I can't do this.
Go to Canada.
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 Yeah, we can all ride on horses and everything.
Kick it with crappy tires.
It's too fucking cold in Canada, but...
Dude, I understand cold, but no, I'm not coming to Canada, sorry.
What about Africa?
Africa? Maybe. Maybe.
Too many niggers.
I haven't been there yet, so... Into Europe.
Europe?
Yeah, I've been to Europe. I'd like
hey,
to
let's take, hey, I got one more caller here that's holding. Let's see who this is. Area code 586, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller.
Hello?
Hi, who are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, sorry. I didn't even know I was on hold. It's Lowell's Invasion.
Oh, Lowell's Invasion, you're back. That's, okay, you have
yeah,
a sneaky way of just like dropping off and coming back.
I have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, neither do I, and we're almost done, so it's okay. Hey, but actually, before
yeah.
we get out of here...
Shout out to Detroit.
Yeah, is Lowell's Invasion, do you want to give any shout-outs or tell us, give us any links or put out your Twitter or what's up before we get out of here?
Yeah, Lowell's Invasion. Same thing on Twitter at Lowell's Invasion. We have a Tumblr, lowellsinvasion.tumblr.com. About it.
All right, dude. Sweet. Shagmi, anything you'd like to say before we fucking blow out
before
of here?
Before I play more soundboards and shit like that? Yeah,
no,
I gotta
before I mute your ass and close down the show.
Be my 12-year-old ass. yeah, add me on Twitter if you're not following me already. Tomorrow I'll be DJing, doing a little bit of shit tomorrow. I'll try to gather something together so I won't be boring, and I'll try not to talk to myself for 2 hours or 4 hours straight. Add me on Twitter at dshagmeb. That's dshagmeb. And I'm gonna shower and, you know, do my thing and go to bed. Peace.
Yeah, right on. Thanks, dude. Goose Cream Soup, any parting thoughts before we sign off?
No.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate your participation. Kyoto, how about you?
Follow me on Twitter, KIESHUZYKOVA. You can reach me on Skype as well, Kishu Zykova.
Okay, fair enough. There you go, Kyoto. Emmy, any parting thoughts before we bow out of here?
No, just that I love you all, and I'm glad that Jackal called, and you better fucking call again, or I'm going to hunt you down and kick your ass.
Please.
And, of course, Jackal, anything you'd like to say before we sign off here?
I'm going to first say pound anti-sec. Second of all, I don't have a Twitter right now, but I'm going to be setting that up at Jack Hall Non. Bye.
Yeah. All right. Later. Sweet, dude. Appreciate Jack Hall Non showing up tonight. That was badass. We got one last caller here called in at the end of the show here. Go ahead, caller. You just called in. Who's this?
Reefer.
Reefer. Hey, what's up, man? Hey, we're getting ready to shut off the show here. But anything you'd like to say before we leave?
Dude, I'm totally going to move to Africa. Whoever said, like, moving to Africa, that was a bomb idea. Just saying. Africa's awesome. It's got lions and tigers. I don't think it's got any bears, but it's got lions and tigers. That's about
okay.
it.
Okay. Super. Appreciate it, dude.
I'll go to Africa.
Yeah. Balls to you, Africa. Balls to you. Oh, God damn it. What the hell is going on in my chat room? What the fuck did you people do to my goddamn chat room? Holy shit. I don't even want to know. All right, I'm going to get out of here. Shouts out to Anon Sicko, Anonymous Zeke, Artie's World, Sherry Bomb, Ghost Medic, Goose Cream Soup, Jackal Anon, John Brand in the building, Motormouth News, Reefer, Shagme, Wendigo, and everybody else. I really appreciate the love tonight. I think the op art was a peaceful demonstration. I think it was a success today, at least from what I could tell. I thank everybody for contributing tonight, and we'll do it again soon. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/VinceInTheBay. Until next time, keep repping that motherfucking West, yo. Peace out.
You know what West Coast niggas is gonna tell me? This is too West Coast.
You in my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then let me let go, bang,
yeah,
bang, bang, bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that West. I rep that West. I rep that West. I rep that West.
Uh-huh.
I rep that West.
Come on.
I rep that West. I rep that West. I rep that West.
Turn it up.
I'm doing my own thing.
Yeah.
And if you got a problem with that, then let me let go, bang,
bang, bang.
I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that win.
Yeah.
I rep that win.
Uh-huh.
I rep that win. 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 I rep that win.
Don't
I
you know that?
That
I rep that. Why you got to let that boy in the building? Don't you know that? He about to kill him. Don't you know that? He about to hurt y'all feelings. Can't find Ram, might as well play the villain. I'ma get him. Why? Cause I can't babysit him. I'ma whip him. Treat him like badass children. Is it evil? Y'all better call them people. How I get down just ain't legal. Money long, sorta like Louis Vuitton. I run this shit right here. Call me Marathon. I blow like a cherry bomb. You a small donation, bitch. I'm a telethon. West Coast million. What is he really on? Is it that shit that niggas go silly on? Hell no, the pyroclast. The flow is evident.
West,
and y'all know what I represent.
Doing my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then let me let go, bang,
bang, bang,
bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that win.
Yeah.
I rep that win.
Yeah.
I rep that win. I rep that win.
Uh-huh.
I rep that win. I rep that win. I rep that win. I rep that win. I rep that
West. I rep that dub. I rep that S. I'm a monster. West Side Loch Ness, I'm a problem. Matter of fact, I'm a mess. Los Angeles, so scandalous. South Central, almost so much potential. But if you go there, the warfare is mental. Bring your wheelchair, you probably gon' need it. Lead this motherfucker a paraplegic. Niggas round the world that think they wanna bang. Don't get your ass caught up like Lil Wayne. I'm too West Coast for the West Coast. Two Fresnos to Cerritos. Two soul food and burritos. I'm down with Angelinos. Go downtown and give a bum a C-note. This my town. I run it, you walk it. You just now learning the game. I told
you. Doing my own thing. And if you got a problem with that, then let me let go, bang,
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 bang. And I'll be everywhere on the map, but I rep that win. 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 I rep that.
If you got a problem with this, let me know so I can add your fucking name on my list. All you West Coast DJs, check your wrist. If you scared, add the big fish to your playlist. Now, enemies of this industry, I'm a Hall of Famer, treated like a stranger. Fuck that, another West Coast banger. Who gives a fuck if they play it in Virginia? I'ma play it on Danker, play it on Western, all up there.
finesse, we'll make your head turn. Motherfuckers wanna take our style and run that shit 3,000 miles. Then rub the shit all in our face. This award show all at our place. Damn, can a nigga get a little taste of some of that shine? It look like mine.
Damn,
if
you got a problem with that, then it need that go bang, bang,
bang,
bang,
bang.
And I be everywhere on the map.
G. That means genius, bitch.
Thank you very nice.